time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and good morning to one and all, and welcome to a sunshiny morning. Oh, you can't beat sunshine, even though it is in the teens. Oh, I look at these men working outside. It seems like nothing stops them. And that's, you know, I don't know if they make more money than working outside in all kinds of weather, but my land, it's really something that there are men who are out there working their hearts out, you know, doing various jobs, whether it's excavating. And I saw one utility man from the state apparently adjusting sensors on the traffic thing. You know, they got those sensors up there that look and see how many cars are coming and adjust the lights accordingly. Hopefully that is. Well, today I've got some localized questions, and I've got to give away today. Now, whoever wins today will automatically be in the running for the Ridgedale Lions Club. When I make a drawing at 11:55 today, there'll be one winner of the 18th Annual 2020 Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction, coming up Saturday, February 15th. That's not very far away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, and that's located west of Marion on 309, just right near Big Island. Okay, so if you answer correctly, no matter what else you win, you'll also be in the running for the Ridgedale Lions Club ticket. So, by golly. Now, if you want to buy one of these tickets, you could stop from a Ridgedale Lions Club member, of course, and also from the auto store right there on Mount Vernon Avenue, and where they listen every morning, thank goodness, right beside the bank. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And I'm trying to think of a proper name for the auto company. And it skips my mind right now, but you know what I mean. It's right there where all those cars are on the north side. In fact, well, that's the only car dealer, isn't it, on the north side? Yeah. Stop there and get your ticket. Okay, now, let me see here, get my winner's list ready. Okay, all right. Now, my first question, this is for a smoothie. Now, if you get the right answer, you'll not only get the smoothie, but you'll be in the running for this Ridgedale Lions Club ticket. All right, now, our first question. For years, there was a hardware store in Green Camp. For years and years. And one of the owners' first name was Eddie. You tell me the name of the hardware store in Green Camp that used to be there. I've got a lot of questions on that particular manner, you know. People involved in Marion in past years. But name the hardware store of Green Camp. That used to be. It's not there anymore. And the first name of the man that was one of the owners was Eddie. Now, you tell me the last name. 7403-39944. That's our number to call. Good to hear from you today. It's a great day. Outside, the sun is shining. But if you look up at the sky, you'll see what we call mare's tails. That's not the scientific name, of course. They're high-flying cirrus. And when the cirrus are nearest, the rain can't be too far away. I think there is rain in the next day or so. Okay. Now you tell me, in Green Camp, in past years, there was a hardware store there operated by a particular family, and the main guy there was, his first name was Eddie. Ooh, here we go. This might be it. Okay, good morning, caller.
Good morning, Charlie. You was talking about Eddie Galliford.
Yes, Eddie Galliford, yeah. Yeah. Well, have you been registered yet for the Bridgedale?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Now, you get a smoothie, for one thing, and you also get registered for the drawing.
Okay.
So whenever you want to come up and get your smoothie, and your, just a second, your first name again?
Ed Adkins.
Yeah, Ed, I should, yeah. Okay, Ed. Okay, I got your name down here for the smoothie and for the Ridgedale drawing.
Okay. How you doing today?
Well, not bad.
Well, good.
I can't complain. I was downstairs yesterday, and they said I don't have to come back for 3 months.
Well, as long as you can keep them to that.
Yeah, right. Okay, Eddie, we'll see ya.
All right, and bye.
Okay, Ed Adkins. All right, very good. Eddie Galliford, the square dance, or the Eddie, like the polka. And every year I would see Eddie over at Sugar Creek dancing the polka. You remember that? Yeah. Okay, now let me see here. I'm putting a smoothie. Okay, and the date today is, what is today, the 21st? 22nd? Really? Can't be the 22nd, can it? Let me see. Well, it's not March 24th either on my clock. My watch, I think, has the wrong... Now, yesterday was my daughter Angie's birthday, the 21st. So it is the 22nd. Let me write that down here. Okay. Hey, you correct me if I'm wrong. My goodness. 1/22/20. Is that today? Okay. Now, there's one ticket for Ed Adkins. Okay. And got his name in for the drawing at 11:55. Okay. Now, let me see. What else do I have here to give away? Oh, I know, if anybody wants it, I've got this jacket, a medium-sized jacket that Quaker Oats gave away after they'd been in Marion for 40 years. Actually, it's a historical jacket, since it marks the 40th anniversary of Quaker Oats and Marion. They're no longer here. So that jacket is past history. Now, if you'd like to have it, give me a buzz, and I'll reserve it for you. It's a light blue jacket, and it's at least a medium size, and it has on it 40th anniversary Quaker Oats, Marion, Ohio, if you'd like to have that jacket. Otherwise, it's just going to be here until somebody does want it, okay? All right, now, okay, we got Galliford Hardware. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, caller.
Yeah.
Right. Last week, if you remember, I got the jacket.
Right.
You just talked about it today.
Oh, really? I didn't know you got. I knew you got the Ridgedale ticket.
Right, and I told you that if somebody wanted that jacket, then I would go ahead and take it.
Okay, well, you come on up and get it.
Well, I'll be up there up to that.
Okay, very good.
All right. All right.
Bye. Okay, Bob Austin wanted the jacket. I forgot. Okay. So, bye-bye jacket to Bob Austin. Now, let me see. Here's one now. This will take you back a few years. There was once a lady in Marion who was so good at piano. I mean, she was really good. She even had her own musical group that she took here and there. I know she was a featured performer many times for the Kagan Vine. And she traveled, and you could hear her occasionally, even at the Palace Theater, accompanying artists there. She was good and made that old piano bounce or dance. Now, what was her name? She passed away some years ago. And if you can give me her name, I will get you registered for the Ridgedale ticket. And I will give you a smoothie. How about that, huh? Yeah, you get a smoothie. If you can tell me who that lady was, you'll be registered for everything. And, okay. What was her name? She had a well-known husband in Marion with the Marion City Schools, mainly Harding High School. What was her name? She was probably one of the best piano players anywhere around. She could make a piano dance. And she had her own group. And she had, traveled here and there on weekends performing. What was her name? Anyone still around from that era? I wonder. 740-383-9944 is our number to call. Who was the lady? Now, I bicycled with her many times. Huh. One of the longest trips I ever had with her, as well as her husband, was to Fremont and back. 125 miles. And it was a hot summer day. Oh, I'll never forget that. We had to stop for refreshment every little town we passed. It was so hot. Oh, my goodness. What was her name? She was a tremendous piano player. Okay, and she also taught piano. 740-383-9944. You see how fast eras come and go? Now, most of you people listening might be too young to remember her. Or are too old. Well, you wouldn't be too old. Okay, who was this piano player? Well known in the Marion area. And she had weekend performances many times at the Kagan Vine for George Kasotis and his group. 740-383-9944 is our number to call. Okay, can you figure that one out? I bicycled with her many, many times, and she used to sing as we were bicycling. I traveled with she and her husband. We traveled all over Ohio, and riding and singing. Oh, my goodness. She not only played the piano, but she sang. 740-383-9944. Okay. I'm speaking, I guess, of too far back to for some of you to remember, huh? Okay, now here's another one that goes back even farther. Do you know when they built the Harding Memorial, where it is right now, they accidentally damaged one of the columns? And I don't know if they had a contest or what they had to give that column to some village in the area.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and let me tell you, Aldi's last week got in a shipment of Oriental food, crab rangoon, and several others, and two different types of sushi, California and Philadelphia, I think. And I've got some of both. Now, let me tell you, I know a lot of people wrinkle their nose when you say sushi. A lot of others say, hey, where is it? Where can we find some? Well, so we got quite a supply from Aldi's, and I eat sushi quite often now. And when it's gone, I have to go somewhere else to get my sushi. But let me tell you, I have lost weight since eating, getting filled up with sushi. I'm about, and since I started, eating a little less and a little less salt, I've lost around 9 pounds or 10 pounds. I'm down to 159. I can't believe it. I often wanted to get to the weight my dad was. He was 155. Not when he came home from the Navy. He was quite heavy when he got home, but he soon lost all that Navy weight. But, sushi apparently isn't fattening. And I know a lot of you are wrinkling up your sushi, raw fish. Well, I tell you what, the California version, too, has some guacamole in it and some other things. It's just absolutely delicious. And so I had a little bit of that this morning. I had a little bit last night. And I'll have a little bit till it all runs out. Great. Sushi. Yes, I see your wrinkling noses. All right, now, like I was saying, when they were erecting the Harding Memorial, something slipped, and one of the pillars came tumbling down. And it was cracked, apparently. Or maybe it cracked on the way down. I don't know. But there was a contest, I think, among villages to get that column for a souvenir. Well, there was one small town in the area where you can go see that pillar today. The missing pillar from the Harding Memorial is located where? Yeah, that takes you back to 1925, around there. Harding died in 23, and I think it was around, 27 when the memorial was completed, or somewhere around there. So this column is in another cemetery in the county. Can you tell me where it is? And I once gave a speech in front of it at a Memorial Day service in a particular city in this county, 740-383-9944. And I thought, wow, here I am speaking in front of the pillar from the Harding Memorial. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Would that be LaRue Cemetery?
Yes, it is LaRue. Yeah. Linda.
Yes.
Well, I'll have to put your name down, too.
Okay.
You want a smoothie?
Sure.
Okay. And I got you registered for the Bridgedale ticket.
Okay.
All right.
I got a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
The other day I was listening to one of the replays, and you were talking about the decorative bricks.
Yes, yes.
And I never did hear where they were actually made. I
okay.
know that you said...
Here's the answer. Hocking Valley Brick Company.
Hocking Valley. Okay, I knew it was in around Nelsonville, but I didn't know the name of
yeah,
the...
Yeah, that's where it was, around Nelsonville, yeah.
Well, I heard one of your callers on the replay. She was speaking of the brickyards that are in or around Oak Hill, Ohio.
Yes.
Davis Brickyards. And they then went to Savad, which, if you look at it, it's Davis spelled backwards.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and it's still there, still manufacturing clay products, but it's a different owner.
Okay, now this brick is glossy.
Yes, this that would be a fire brick.
Oh, okay, and you can find it. It's on the doorway of the heart of the Marion Cemetery office. It's there, and it's, where else would you find it? Well, it's all around Union Station in Marion.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. I've seen them. Well, see, my dad worked at the brickyard. It was just south of Oak Hill.
Yeah.
He worked for Davis's for years. And, that's how I know about that, so.
Okay, yeah.
But they made some beautiful bricks down there, so. And they made the fire bricks also.
Okay, yeah. There were brick companies. We had one or two brick companies right here in Marion. And LaRue, or Morrill had the Morrill Brick Company up there. They were all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. The clay is, certain areas
yeah.
of the state has better clay than others.
Right. And
yeah.
we have the Glengarry Company, and it's huge.
Well, I've never been out there, but I've driven past.
Okay, yeah, it's in two locations.
But I've never been out there to the location, but no, I wanted to hear what the name of that brickyard was
yeah,
that made
okay.
those decorative stones
yeah.
for the depot.
Very good, okay.
Because, I mean, if we don't catch you, you know, if we don't catch your show, we do listen to the replays.
Yeah.
And that one was like, okay, I didn't hear it. And Ed says, well, just ask him.
Yeah. Yes, Jim Anderson, who will be on with me tomorrow, he knows all about that brick company, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Linda.
Well, you have a good day, and it's good to hear that you're losing weight eating sushi.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Now, most of that sushi has cooked fish in it.
Is that right?
Yep, because it's called sashimi if it's raw.
Oh, okay.
So the ones that I eat is sushi, and it has the pre-cooked fish in it.
Yeah.
And I love the sushi also. So, and everybody in my family looks at me like, ooh, you're eating raw fish. And it's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, okay, Linda.
Well, enjoy.
Yeah, okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Well, guess who's here? By golly, he made it today. George Kasotis is here. And George could answer this last question I had. George, after you sit down and...
Let me sit down, Charlie.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get my frozen car door open.
Oh, is that right?
I have to park my car outside. Joanne gets to park her cars inside.
Oh, well, that's nice that you allow your wife to do that.
But the car...
But she doesn't come out to help you thaw your door.
Oh, no, she's at work.
Okay. Now, I've got another call here. Caller, go ahead. Whoops. Okay. Yeah, all right. Now, George, you could answer this one question I had. I've been asking about this lady piano player that was so good at the piano, and she used to sing a little bit, and she performed at the Keg and Vine, and occasionally at the Palace Theater, accompanying people.
She was the first director of the Follies.
Okay.
Musical director.
All right. Phil Miller.
Phyllis Miller.
Yes, yes.
And her husband, Ed.
Yeah, right.
And her son, Keith, and his daughter and his Flip her son.
That's
she
right.
had three children, and they all were musicians.
Oh, yes. Their daughter plays with the, I think, the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, and she also played for Frank Sinatra's birthday.
She also is the musical director at Butler University.
Oh, really?
In Indianapolis.
No kidding?
You know where Butler, you heard of Butler?
Yeah, I'll be doggone.
Yeah, that's, well, she was there for years. I don't know if she retired or, I think she's still working.
Yeah, but I know she played for the Indianapolis Symphony.
Right.
Among other things, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
And then Keith was her son, her oldest son, then the daughter, and then Philip.
Yeah, what did Keith or Philip end up doing? Did they go into music?
Flip, we never called him Philip. We always called him Flip.
Yeah.
Flip Miller.
Wow.
And he played for one of the big bands, because we went up to the Blossom Music Festival in Cleveland. Have you ever heard of Blossom Music Center?
Yes.
We went up there, and he was playing with some big name band.
Wow. A musical family.
Oh, you know how I referred to them? There was a family back in the 30s, and they were called Red Nichols and His Five Pennies.
Oh.
You ever heard of Red Nichols and His Five Pennies?
No, I guess I haven't.
And they were a family.
No.
But his last name was Nichols.
Yeah.
So he had five in his family, and he called them Red Nichols and His Five Pennies.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty good. Now, yeah, okay, so we got Phil Miller, and what? Oh, wait a second here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
I was listening to one of your replays.
Yes.
And you had mentioned about the Marion Glass Manufacturing Company.
Yes.
Being owned by Harold Robinson.
Right.
Well, he did not own that building or the business. My uncle Rex Robinson was the one that owned the business, and his wife, Maud, she owned the building and also the coal company that was at the end of that building on Leader Street.
Well, and that was after the Leader steam tractors were made there.
Yeah.
We had a mayor that was called Harold Robinson.
Yes, I know, and we always got mixed up. They thought we were related, but we weren't.
Okay,
I
so
went to school with his daughter, Virginia. And we always got mixed up in school, too. So I wanted to correct you on that Rex Harmon Robinson did own the Manufacturing Glass Company.
Very good. Okay.
Do you
have any of that glass?
Oh, yes. I have some of the glass. And, of course, the post office has a good collection of his glass.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I have a little collection that I admired for years at their home. It was a big, fat pig, all solid glass. And it had six little piglets.
Well,
and when I was a small child, I used to play with that.
Yeah.
And when I got older, my Aunt Maud gave those to me, and I still have those.
Wow.
So those are quite sentimental to me.
Well, I can imagine, yes. Wow.
Yeah, great. And I enjoy your show so much.
Well, thank you for all
you're really a gem.
Thanks
a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, let it be known, that was Rex Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mayor was Harold.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. George, of course, you remember Phil Miller so well. She played at your keg and vine many times, didn't she?
I'd say about 15 years.
Oh, boy. But she had her own little group, too. She got around
the trio, the Phyllis Miller Trio.
Oh, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Wow. Past history.
Well, how about the other great piano player here in Marion?
Oh, yes.
Merrill Bender Cooper.
Oh, I never heard of her.
Oh, you got to know Merrill Bender Cooper.
Oh, no.
She still teaches music down on Church Street.
Really?
At the old, where D.A. Brown Radio Service Sound?
Yeah.
Right there next to...
the big house where the caretaker for... Yeah.
Stengel True. Henry True Museum.
Yeah.
Henry True Museum is on the corner, the house where Henry True lived, and then there was D.A. Brown Radio Service Sound.
Yeah, right.
That's where Merrill Cooper Bender teaches piano.
Well, you know, right behind there, where you're talking about, was the first school in Marion that businessmen would bring their kids and leave them there all day and then pick them up after they closed their business.
Yeah, where Merrill Bender Cooper teaches piano, D.A. Brown. He was D.A. Brown Radio Service Sound. You remember that name?
Oh, yes.
It was in there for years.
I can still see the sign.
From ABC News,
this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And George, there was a lady from Marion that she taught school, came here from somewhere else with her parents, taught school, and she is the founder of a museum, an art museum in San Antonio, Texas. That museum has her name on it, and I can't remember her name, but she was taught school in Marion, and her parents are from here. They were very, very rich.
I'm trying to remember her name too, and I can't.
Yeah. Well, now there's another musician, Galyk, G-A-L-Y-K. She was a female musician that played with John Philip Sousa.
Whoa.
That's a rare, yeah. I'm starting to recall some things I've heard over the past. So there's a lot of history there that just kind of in the wings. You remember the Gulliford Hardware Store in Green Camp?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Gulliford?
Yes.
Yeah. Eddie ended up retiring, and before he retired, he worked at Menards for a while.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. And he was a square dancer. A polka.
Polka.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Ring out the barrel, we've got a barrel of fun.
Oh boy. So, anything big been happening?
We're talking about musicians of Marion. We've got some names that from the past that were big time. Woolley. You don't remember Dick Woolley?
No,
he was a musician, and he led an orchestra in Cleveland.
No kidding.
Yeah, okay. Dick Woolley.
So what about the piano player, the younger piano player? Where's he at now?
You mean Bobby Floyd?
Yeah, Bobby Floyd.
He's with the Columbus Jazz Orchestra.
Yes.
I got pictures. I was just down there. It was November.
Yeah, November.
They were at the Southern Theater with Brian Stripling, who is the head of this Columbus Jazz Orchestra, and they brought in three top musicians in the whole country, and they had a season, and I went down, bought tickets, and watched the show.
Yeah,
and
great.
Bobby Floyd was playing the jazz piano.
Isn't that something? I think he went to Taft School when he was in Marion.
Well, and he played in my bar when he was 15 years old.
Is that right? No kidding.
Him and Bobby Breithop.
Wow.
You don't remember Bobby Breithop?
No. I knew of a Breithop winery over in eastern Ohio.
Yeah, but Breithop family was here in Marion, and Bobby became a drummer, and then he's still playing with the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, but he's also musical director at Capital University.
Really?
He's the music director. We have music directors like Phyllis Miller's daughter in Butler. And here Bobby Breithop is the musical director at Capital University in Columbus, Ohio.
Wow. I tell you, Marion has produced a lot of musicians.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, boy.
And Bobby Floyd is considered one of the top jazz pianists in the country.
Yes. Wow. There was Wynton Marsalis. Did he ever marry a Marion girl?
I heard something like that, but I can't really put it.
I looked it up, and it didn't say he married a girl from Marion, but.
Bobby Floyd and Bobby Breithaupt are both 65 years old.
That
they're both
old
the
now?
Same age. They played in my Keg and Vine when they were 15 years old.
My.
And when I went down there to see that show after the show, Bill was with me, and I told him, he was a lot younger than me, and I told him to go back and by the stage, because we were way back, we were middle of the Southern Theater. I said, go back and tell Bobby Floyd and Bobby Breithaupt that George Cassotis is out here. So when he went and did that, they came right out, and Bobby Breithaupt got a camera and took pictures of Bobby and I and Bobby,
no kidding.
The two Bobbies and me.
Yeah.
And they said, George, we started playing music in your bar, the Keg and Vine, back in the six. Wait a minute, was 1970? Was it 70s? When they were 15 years old. 64, 1964.
Wow.
64 and 65.
Boy, the music, Bob Erickson.
Oh, Bobby Erickson had his own music store, and his son.
Yeah.
His son is a great musician.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Dan Erickson, he's the bass player.
Oh.
Oh, he plays other instruments, too, but he's mainly bass.
Oh, I've got three grandchildren now playing stringed instruments. One viola and two others violin. So I'm wishing them all the luck in the world.
You ever heard of Mark Stoneburner?
Yes, yes.
He's one of Marion's finest musicians.
Oh, no kidding.
And I talked to him last Sunday. I talked to him at church, and I said, you remember Jack Campbell? And he said, how can we forget Jack Campbell? Jack Campbell was a wind instrument. He could play the flute, the clarinet, the sax. He played all the but when he played that, he would plug in this flute,
yeah, right,
and play that flute. Oh my God! You were in La La Land.
Isn't that something? Now what? And of course, there must be some great musicians still coming on in the Marion area. We'll hear about them as
the
time goes
future.
On.
Yeah, yes,
yeah. You got to have a future.
Oh wow!
Now, what about other musicians? Al Washak, remember him? And his accordion?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
The Polka Man.
Yeah, the Polka Man.
Al Washak had his own music store.
Yeah.
And he sold everything. But when we go back to musicians, the Hardin music store was the top store in Marion.
Oh, Hardin. Fred Hardin, yeah.
Yeah. They sold pianos and organs. And I still have an electric piano that I bought from Fred Hardin.
Really?
But Al Washak was the musician. He directed musical groups. And
I can remember him at the radio station. He had a program every so often. I was the engineer. And boy, he sure was good. Wow. Those were the days, George.
Those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end. But Al Washak and... And his groups, oh my God!
Yeah.
What's his name from Bucyrus that had a orchestra?
Oh,
I can't remember. Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy. Yeah. Paul. Not Paul, but
what was his name?
First
name. I know Kennedy Orchestra.
Yeah.
He played a lot of.
Was it John Kennedy? Yeah.
John Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a story about John.
I don't know if he's still alive.
Oh, he is, yeah. He's retired. He doesn't have his orchestra anymore. But years ago, during the Bratwurst Festival, I was broadcasting from downtown Bucyrus, and a man came out with a broom and started sweeping the sidewalk. And I said, pardon me, but what's your name? He said, and I can't remember. It wasn't John Kennedy. It was gave me some other name. And so I called him that throughout the rest of his career. Whenever I'd run into him, and the Bratwurst Festival people tried to set it up so I would introduce him from the stage with that name he gave me. But he always suspected that and started playing before I could give his name. Oh, my.
Oh, John Kennedy was quite. In fact, there was a lot of places that he played that I catered. When I was catering, they would hire John Kennedy, and I had the food and he had the music, and we always got together and talked and chatted. In fact, I had a, at the Hotel Harding, when my wife first ran for treasurer of the city or auditor of the county, I don't remember which one it was, but I hired John Kennedy to play.
No kidding.
And he brought his group. He only had about 8 or 9 guys.
Yeah.
And he had an orchestra.
All me.
And they played, and we danced, and I had a buffet, and it was a fundraiser for my wife.
Well, that's good, yeah. Now, I remember bicycling across Ohio. We stopped in Galion at the Pizza Hut to eat. And there was this rather large man that came up to me. He said, I heard you guys were going across Ohio to raise money, and let me give you some money. Well, later on, he was with John Kennedy.
He played with John Kennedy?
Yes, he did, yeah. He played for years with John Kennedy. And every time I saw him, we renewed acquaintances. Oh, my land. He's still around.
Oh, yeah. You grew, well, you, I don't know if you grew up with John Kennedy, but you knew him in Bucyrus.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, somebody else I knew that just died, Bill Polk, Polk's Drugstore.
He just died?
Yeah, the old Mr. Polk. He was the father of the pediatrician
here. Pediatrician here in Marion.
Yeah, right. But, oh, he, his face, it was in the paper yesterday, looked so familiar, such a kind, friendly face.
I remember that name, Folk, from Bucyrus. Because, you know, I used to go up to Bucyrus because Bob Davis was my cousin, and George Davis had the Bucyrus restaurant.
Yeah, right.
Back in the 20s, and the, I mean the 30s and the 40s and the 50s.
And Bill Folk came up with something that my mother sent to my dad in the Navy in World War II. Bill Folk made a thing he called the cholera mixture. And it,
the cholera mixture?
Cholera.
Oh, cholera.
But it wasn't for cholera. It was for the Green Apple Quick Step. and Dad would say, send me another bottle.
Send another bottle.
And so Mother would go down to Bill Polk, and he made this out of...
Was he a pharmacist? He was
He
was a pharmacist.
He owned, he was a registered pharmacist.
Folk pharmacy.
Yeah. That big square, right on the square in Bucyrus.
Yeah.
There for more years than anyone can remember. But so my mother would send Dad a bottle of cholera.
He wasn't there any longer than Pete Gatsouris at the shoeshine shop.
Well, they all knew one another, yeah. That was another era.
Yeah, well, Gatsouris was there for many, many years.
Oh, yes,
Pete's Hat Shop, or Pete's Hat Cleaning and Shoeshine Shop.
Shoeshine Parlor. And his shoeshine seats are still in Bucyrus in the historical side of building.
Oh, are they?
Yep. You can sit there and wait all day for somebody to shine your shoes. Oh, boy.
We ought to go up there and say, hey, come on, we'll shine your shoes.
Yeah, right.
They'll give us a nickel or a dime.
And a lot of the guys I graduated with once shined shoes. And the biggest accomplishment they ever had was not only the brilliance of the shine, but the slapping of that rag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, whap, whap, whap.
Whap, whap, whap. They say, give me a spit shine. Yeah. Remember, we would spit on the shoe.
Who in Marion had a similar? I don't know. There must
John be. Alex.
John Alex?
John Alex, right there, right around the corner from Schulte Cigar Store.
Yes. Which is no longer there.
Well, it's all tore out of there.
Yeah, right. Have you looked at those bricks?
Oh, my goodness. Right next to the cigar store was John Alex.
Okay.
And he had a shoeshine shop on Center Street, and up on North Main was Johnny Jevis' shoeshine shop. Remember Jevis?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Jevis and Bill Jevis and Cooney Jevis. There were the three Jevis brothers.
Yeah, I remember Bill Jevis lived out on the Belle Fountain Avenue area. Where was it? He lived in the house trailer on West Stone River Road.
West Stone River Road, right. Bill Jevis. But
Bill.
Johnny Jevis was a big guy, heavy set guy. And he'd snap that rag on your shoe.
That's an art.
You're not going to believe this, but I shoe shined at John Alex's and Bill Javis's.
Is that right?
I would go in there because I'm Greek, and both of those, Alex and Javis, were Greeks.
That's right.
And they'd say, George, come over and help us. And there was full of guys getting their shoe shined. Yeah.
Remember, and you put a little bit of dye around the edge of the sole, you know, to make it look like new. Oh, my.
Boy, that industry disappeared.
It's gone, yeah.
I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe in the big cities they still
there
have.
Might be some shops.
You're
in Los Angeles.
WDH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, and may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on
right.
into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now you're trying to get me in trouble. You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. you're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question. We can move around that. You have always been that nice to me. And, boy, I'll never be able